Welcome back. This is Travel Bags with Anita and Friends, and we've been talking all things Fall Festival. So I hope that you have listened to the show, but if you have not, as always, we will have the show in our archives on our website. So please visit us there at www.travelbagswithanita.com. You can listen to the show, and we'll also have really all of the information and links and just contact information for all the festivals and information that we've talked about today, because I know it's been so much that you may not have had a chance to copy it all down. But now, while we're still up in the North Georgia, or the North Georgia, North Carolina mountains, why don't we talk about another festival that is all about eating some good stuff? The sorghum festival. So, Dr. I know that is like one of your special things.
Sorghum is one of my favorite things. But before I talk about sorghum, I want to just do a small little thing historically on festivals. When people think about festivals, they think of festivals as a way to, in a sense, make things happen. People in ancient times and common times would do festivals for the fact that, let's say it was the sorghum festival or the salmon festival. These festivals weren't designed to modify nature. These festivals were designed to bring humans in touch, to get in phase with nature. If you want to catch salmon, you catch salmon when the salmon run. If you want to eat corn, you it's best to plant the corn at a certain time and harvest it at a certain time. So these festivals are really at a point to let you know that there's something out here greater than you, and you must get in phase with the nature. You're not going to modify it. You must get in phase with it. And when you're in phase with nature, nature gives you her bounty.
Okay. Well, that actually makes a lot of sense, because a lot of the festivals are around the time of harvest. I mean, you have
exactly
the apple
right.
picking festival,
exactly
you have
right.
the pumpkin festivals and those type things. So that makes sense. I hadn't thought about it like that, but that's really good information.
And since we're there, we're talking about sorghum. Sorghum is it's a great plant. The plant is actually from Africa, and it moved from Africa to India, from India to China, and then made its way over in Georgia around the year 1844 up in Glimmer County. It was brought as a sweetener, but sorghum's a double crop. It looks like a funny corn stalk if you ever see it. And you say,
mm-hmm,
well, where are the
does.
Ears? But it's actually a cane that has a sweet syrup that you can extract from the cane. And it has a fruity head, a seed head at the top. Both of those are edible. You can take the fruits, the grain part, and it has a flavor similar to corn, but it's also high in protein, and it's gluten-free. You also
That's
have
good.
The... the juice, which again is, if the juice is taken and concentrated, you make a sweet syrup from it, which is sorghum.
Mm-hmm.
Sorghum is very high in antioxidants. It's up there with blueberries and also pomegranates. Actually a bit higher. We're very, very, I'd say, blessed to have sorghum here in North Georgia, because it's a lot of work to harvest and get the juice. And one of the problems we are facing here in Georgia, as a part in other parts in the South, is it's getting harder and harder to find people still making sorghum.
Yeah, that's true. And in Blairsville, I think that's the only place in Georgia where sorghum
you have
is made.
Well,
grown
also
and made.
Some places in the near and higher Wise, but we haven't made in large amounts. There's very few sorghum mills around.
Mm-hmm.
And the Sorghum Festival celebrates that. And this is held two weekends, the weekend of October 12th and the 13th, and October 19th to the 20th.
Okay.
But during this period, you can visit some of the local mills. The best mill that comes to my mind is Olin Hughes Mill, right out there at Hiawassee. It's off 515 heading towards Hiawassee. And it's a great place to go up there during this time of the year where they're actually pressing the cane. And we have one of the highest quality sorghum canes syrups made. It tastes different than maple syrup. It tastes different than cane syrup. It has mm-hmm. a unique flavor. But it works well as a sweetener. It makes great gingerbread, and it's good to use in your barbecue sauces. Instead of adding brown sugar to it, you add sorghum to it.
And to simply put it on a biscuit with some country ham, too.
It's just great. It's
Joe's
just great.
Giving me the thumbs up as well on that one.
But this festival has a lot of things to do. There's pole climbing for the kids. There's log sawing. There's great music and a lot mm-hmm. of great food. And again, there's a lot of biscuits with a lot of sorghum. And you can get sorghum in various sizes, from a half a pint upwards to a gallon. And again, it's inexpensive, and it stores for a long period of time. It's like honey. It can keep for a few years. And for information on the Blairsville Sorghum Festival, I'd go www.sorghumblairsville.com. Again, that's www.sorghumblairsville.com, and information on the Sorghum Festival. And you can also Google Olin Hughes, and you'll find their mill number, and you can get information there if you want to go and get large amounts of sorghum from there.
You know what else we should do, too, is maybe we should put some pictures on the website, because we have a lot of pictures from the mill there. I think people would be really interested in seeing that whole process, because it's really quite fascinating.
It's something nice to see.
Yeah, it really is. But while we're talking about food and going to festivals and fairs, there's another fair that my sister Marjorie, who's sitting here in the studio with me today, she and I grew up going to something called the Cotton Picking Fair.
Oh, yeah.
I used to love to say that name when I was little. It just has a nice little kind of rhyme and rhythm to it, mm-hmm. Cotton Picking Fair. And it's held down in Gay, Georgia. And it's a really great festival. They actually have it twice a year. They have it in May. Mm-hmm. And then they also have it in October. So here's another one that will be on that first weekend in October. So the listeners are really going to have to make a choice here as to where they're going to go, because here's another one on that first weekend. But this year it will be on the 5th and the 6th. And there are lots of activities to do, right, Marjorie?
Yes, a lot. If you think about Saturday, the 5th, there's something called the Simply Unique Cloggers. You have the Pike County Players. Moving on into Sunday, you have gospel music. You can actually attend a church service right there.
Oh, really?
Yeah. We have a church with Reverend Jonathan Porter. So it's just a lot to do on both days. And I think one of the things that's so neat is the setting. A mm-hmm. country setting, places. The place has lots of oak trees and just a very, very comfortable atmosphere to relax in when you go to the fair.
Because it's actually held around an old farmhouse that mm-hmm. was built by the Gay family, I believe,
yes.
In that area. So it's really, like you said, I mean, it's a really neat area. But that fair has really, really grown. I remember going to, and it was just like one little area, but you were saying the last time you were there, they actually have two areas now.
Yeah, you know, just like what you're saying, when I think back about the Cotton Picking Fair, I can remember you and I, along with our father and some of his friends, going to actually be some of the first people getting it off the ground, so to speak. Mm-hmm. So, yes, definitely.
Well, there's lots of food there. There's crafts there. I actually bought a beautiful Christmas wreath there a couple of years ago that I still use. I mean, it's one of my favorite wreaths that, you know, that I love to use. So there's lots to do there. You can relax on a hay bale or a porch glider or a bench and enjoy the musicians and the folk dancers. And, you know, it's just all kinds of things to do there. There'll be entertainment. And I keep saying food because I could probably eat my way through any festival and fair, you know, one funnel cake at a time.
I was going to say, yeah, if you love funnel cakes, if you love hot dogs, corn dogs.
Barbecues, my thing.
Yeah, and just talking about the difference in it and just thinking about what I was saying too, is that when we first started, it was really small, and now it's on both sides of the street. As you go through Georgia Highway 85, you can look left, look right, and see the Cotton Picking Fair. Either way you look.
Well, I think I may have to sign up for that one. That may be my choice for that mm-hmm. First weekend in October. Now, I think we should go back up to North Carolina, because there is something. It's not really a festival or a fair or anything like that. It's really a train ride, and a beautiful thing to do that takes you from Bryson City, North Carolina, to Dillsboro. And then it returns, so it's a round trip. It takes about four hours, but you actually spend about an hour and a half in the little village of Dillsboro, which is a very charming little country village where you can go shopping or just relax and take in the scenery and take some great pictures. Now, I think the best time, this is just my personal opinion now, I think the best time to do it would be when the leaves are changing, because I can just imagine a train ride through the leaves. And just seeing all those beautiful colors. So that would be my thumbs up time to go. But there's accommodations if you want to, and you spend some more time up in that area. And we'll definitely have, you know, more information as well on the website about that location too. So this has been a really good show. I mean, there's so many festivals and places for you to go and really have a great time. And my niece, Nicole, was helping me do some research because we wanted to really find what festivals were coming out really soon. And you found a really good website, Nicole. I think it was North Georgia?
Yes, there are actually two pretty good ones. There's one that's www.n-georgia.com/festive_GA.
Yeah, that one has really everything in Georgia, and that one's really a phenomenal website for going and checking things out.
Mm-hmm. And the second one, I believe it had it divided maybe by even region.
by regions as well?
By regions in
Georgia.
Yes,
it did have it divided by regions. So we'll definitely put that on the website as well for, you know, for people to go and visit. But this has been a great show. And again, for our listeners out there, you know, these are great things for you to do during the fall on a long weekend or a short weekend, day trips. You know, we're always pushing those staycations. We're a travel show, but we also push those staycations as well. So it's been great. Marjorie, thank you so much for coming and joining us.
I'm so happy to be here. Thank you for having me.
Oh, you are so welcome. And Nicole, so glad you're in town.
Yes, me too. I think I may have converted from TV to radio after this.
That sounds good. That sounds good. As always, Doc Bill, glad to have you here with me. This has been Travel Bags with Anita and Friends, and we'll be back in 2 weeks with another destination here on North Georgia's News Talk, AM 550 and FM 102.9, WDUN.